Welcome to the Lutheran Prayer Hour. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We follow the order of Matins.
O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ.
First today, we hear Sing, Make a Joyful Noise, sung by the Concordia Theological Seminary Cantorai. Chosen for today is from Lamentations, the third chapter. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases, his mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul, therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. Let him sit alone in silence when he has laid it on him. Let him put his mouth in the dust, there may yet be hope. Let him give his cheek to the one who strikes, and let him be filled with insults. For the Lord will not cast off forever. But though he cause grief, he will have compassion according to the abundance of his steadfast love. For he does not willingly afflict the children of men. This is the word of the Lord.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory is.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 16th chapter. Jesus said, "A little while and you will see me no longer, and again a little while and you will see me." So some of his disciples said to one another, "What is this that he says to us? A little while, and you will not see me. And again a little while, and you will see me. And because I am going to the Father." So they were saying, "What does it mean by a little while? We do not know what he is talking about." Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, "Is this what you are asking yourselves, what I meant by saying, 'A little while, and you will not see me. And again a little while, and you will see me'? Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy. When a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. So also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice. And no one will take your joy from you." This is the Gospel of the Lord. We hear the hymn, "Awake My Heart with Gladness."
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lamentations 3:25 says, "The Lord is good to those who wait for him." How does that square with this favorite Bible passage, "The Lord helps those who help themselves"? It doesn't. Helping yourself is the opposite of waiting. These two scriptures can't be reconciled at all. And that's because "the Lord helps those who help themselves" is not Holy Scripture. It is not in the Bible. It's a lie. It's invented by this world's prince, the devil. Do not be deceived. False doctrine, false teaching, false scripture passages kill. False teaching deceives it. Every falsehood takes us away from Christ. Wait for the Lord. That is a fine summary of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He saves us. He forgives our sins. He rescues us from death and the devil. And he gives eternal salvation to us. And he promises to turn our sorrow into joy. And what is more, Jesus promises that our wait will only be a little while. And that means that the Lord helps those who help themselves is not harmless advice. It is the call to abandon the faith, to reject the Lord, to break our confirmation vows, deny our baptism, spit and trample on the name of Christ and his cross. Do not be deceived. Many are listening to this call to help themselves instead of waiting for the Lord. This, more than anything else in the Bible, is the sign that the end is nearer now than when we first believed. Mass apostasy, which means falling away. Defection from the ranks of Christ. Love grown cold. And this shouldn't surprise us because Christ and his apostles have warned us about it. But it does surprise us whenever we haven't heard this warning ourselves. St. Peter urges us to remain sojourners and exiles in this world because there is always the urge to settle down and become a citizen of it instead. But the world is our enemy. It laughs when we weep and it scoffs when we rejoice. And it must be so, for our Lord does not lie. But if we are willing to listen to a different voice, a voice of a hireling instead of our good shepherd, instead of the Holy Scriptures, we listen to proverbs like, "The Lord helps those who help themselves," then we will always be able to make peace with the world. And we'll make that peace by abandoning the gospel, by abandoning our Lord's promises and how he bids us to wait on him because he is good to those who wait on him, because he is the only one worth waiting for. Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful. That means we will bear the cross here. If we bear the name of him who faced it willingly for us, how can we not bear the cross? How could it be otherwise? We will fear God and so be unafraid to honor our rulers, even if they should put us to death. We will love the brotherhood of saints in the church and so be unafraid when the world calls us bigoted or intolerant or whatever new slur they can come up with. They call Jesus demon-possessed and in league with Beelzebul, the prince of demons. So what kinds of mockery do you think that we will be privileged to bear after him? But here is what God's word in Lamentations says about all of this. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul, therefore I will hope in him. It is good for us that we bear the cross. Let us sit alone in silence when it is laid on us. Let us put our mouth in the dust and give our cheek to the ones who strike us, and let us be filled with insults. For the Lord will not cast off forever. Though he cause grief, yet will he have compassion. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, and it is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. The temptations to fall away are many. If we don't turn to our more shameful parts, then we will always, it seems, turn to our hands, either to wring them in worry or to help ourselves to seize the day. To carve out a place for the church in this world as a friendly and beloved part of it. And all that it demands from us in return is our love, our fear, our trust. That is to say that the world demands our faith. And if we will not give to this world our faith, then it will take our goods, fame, child, and wife instead. We will have sorrow and suffering in this world, and the world will laugh. But the Lord has told you all of this beforehand, just as he has borne the suffering and the mockery and the cross first for us. And he calls it a gracious thing in the sight of God to endure sorrows while suffering unjustly. Wait for him. Address your sorrow and your lamentation to him, and put your hope in Christ, your trust in him. For your sorrow will turn to joy. The disciples' sorrow was turned to joy. The little while of the 3 days was followed by Easter, the Lord's resurrection, when he came to see them and to give them the peace which the world could not give in his wounds. There is joy that no one can take from you. It is in this: Jesus lives. We as Christians have this little back and forth greeting that really ought to be our greatest encouragement in the face of our suffering in this little while. And I think you know it. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. That is, rejoice in the Lord. Praise him. No one can take that joy from you. Easter triumph, Easter joy. That is the foundation of the Christian religion and the center of our confession. Jesus has died for our sins and is risen for our justification. Chiefly are we bound to praise God for the glorious resurrection of his dear Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb who was offered for us and has taken away the sin of the world. By his death he has destroyed death, and by his rising to life again, he has restored us to everlasting life. That means we are free to live as free people. To avoid whatever is contrary to our confession, and to follow all such things as are pleasing to God. Now that will bring us nothing but trouble here. They may even kill us for it. And let us not lose our nerve and give in or fall away for anything less than death. But we believe in the resurrection of the one who was dead, the God who was dead for us, but now lives. And because of that, we confess this little theme from the Nicene Creed. We look for, actually even better, we expect the resurrection of the dead. We are steeled by the resurrection of Jesus Christ for much sorrow, knowing that the pain will all be forgotten in that. We are steeled for martyrdom, for a struggle to be Christian, for a life of waiting on the Lord while the world continues to laugh at us and rejoice at our downfalls. The church has been sentenced to death by the world from the very beginning. It won't be any different. And if it is, it is only because we have fallen into them. But what is the worst that can happen to us? That we would die? Jesus lives. We expect the resurrection of the dead. So wait, I say, on the Lord. Jesus calls the sorrow and the suffering, the cross and the trial, a little while. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. Let this be our joy. God grant that we be kept faithful unto death and receive the crown of his life. No one will take this joy from us. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. In heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, you show those in error the light of your truth, so that they may return to the way of righteousness. Grant faithfulness to all who are admitted into the fellowship of Christ's church, that they may avoid whatever is contrary to their confession, and follow all such things as are pleasing to you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord God, Heavenly Father, of your fatherly goodness, you allow your children to come under your chastening rod here on earth, that we might be like your only begotten Son in suffering and hereafter in glory. We beseech you, comfort us by your Holy Spirit in all temptations and afflictions, that we may not fall into despair, but that we may continually trust in your Son's promise, that all our trials will endure but a little while, and will then be followed by eternal joy. And we thus, in patient hope, may overcome all evil and at last obtain eternal salvation. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lutheran Prayer Hour is brought to you each Sunday morning by the Lutheran Churches of the Missouri Synod in the Wahpeton-Breckenridge area. This morning's broadcast was conducted by the Reverend Sean Denzer, pastor of Peace Lutheran Church in Barney, North Dakota. If you have no church of your own, we extend a cordial invitation to worship with us at Peace. Divine service is held every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. with Sunday school before, beginning at 9:30. If you have any questions regarding the Bible or the Lutheran Church, or any comment regarding this morning's broadcast, kindly address them to KBMW 605 Dakota Avenue, Wahpeton, North Dakota, 58075. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.